Newsflash. Winter is coming to Western PA. Stop worrying about it and come test drive a new Honda Pilot. And you won't believe the deals going on during Happy Honda Days. Hurry in. We've got yours waiting for you at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight. It's local music on The Rock Station, 97.7, and we're presented in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. And we thank you for listening here tonight. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we're ready to play some more local music. Coming off of the big live in-studio show, we are going to have a special guest with us here tonight, and coming up in a bit it will be Lee Prisby from the group Claymore. So I guess you could say, Utah, this is going to be a little bit of a heavy show.
Yeah, I think so. And I think we've only got 4 more shows left for this year, actually, Bob.
Wow.
And then we're going to roll into 2018, a whole new season of new music and interviews and 6 years of the Grassroots Show and new Grassy nominees and a new band jam and a new Rock Done Right tour. And wow.
I know.
That's all I can say.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And we will be, and we encourage you to mark your calendar. In fact, as you think about Christmas gifts, I have a perfect recommendation for your holiday shopping. It'll make it very easy. Any fan or friend or family member who likes music, you go out, you buy them a calendar, and you circle July 13th and July 14th and tell them we have already made plans for you to attend band jam at Cooper's Lake Campground. See?
Perfect.
There you go.
It works.
So Santa has already arrived, and it's only the first week of December.
Yep.
We'll have that July 13th and 14th. And coming up, well, kind of setting the stage, as you mentioned, you know, as the season winds down here. Next Sunday show, we are going to fill the airwaves with a lot of music because it'll be kind of our final opportunity to debut the new music that we have, and we have a bunch of that. So we'll have an all-music show. And then the following week, the 17th, is going to be our Christmas show. So we're encouraging you. I guess you could say this will be the next to last call for you to submit your Christmas music. Any bands out there that have songs you've done. And that doesn't matter if it's original or if you do a cover. We're fine with that.
Yeah, and don't wait any longer. Get it to us so we can get this thing wrapped up, because this time of year we get pulled a lot of different ways. So we might end up having to record that a little bit in advance. And so we'd just soon have your songs ready.
That's right. So get it to us. You can get in touch here at our email site. Very simple to get to, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. BCR stands for Butler County Radio. Grassroots, all one word, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Or if you bump into either one of us, we'll make sure that you can have access to getting us your music. So we appreciate that, and we need it as soon as possible, because we love to fill the airwaves with a lot of great local bands doing Christmas music on the 17th, and that's something that obviously is archived that you can play back and use as some background fun when you're wrapping presents or making dinner or whatever you want to do driving down the road.
Yep. So. I play it back all throughout the holidays. So it's one of my favorite shows of the year. And hopefully we'll have something from Meat Locker Recording Studio to add to that show. So looking forward to it. Maybe a little sample of what you might have heard on the classiest float in the Christmas Spirit of Christmas Parade from a week ago.
So. The Shady Lady Float cruising up Main Street. Music in the air.
Hey, hats off to George Richardson. He snapped a picture that made that thing look pretty nice. I'm like, that has to be Photoshopped or something, because I'm pretty sure that's not what we put together.
You might have surprised yourself, you know. Especially decorating in the dark, you know, the last moments before it cruises up Main Street.
Me and Miles with a staple gun, that's always a treat.
Well, speaking of Christmas music, there's a lot going on with regard to holiday parties, and we've had already, even leading up to today, there were a couple of different events even today, earlier today, but more to come. Some holiday shows. Of course, Shady Lady, you do an acoustic jam every year out of Peter B's.
Yeah, it's our annual Christmas party. We do that in conjunction with Peter B's customer appreciation party, so it's really kind of cool. There's complimentary food that Peter B's puts out. We all do a Shady Lady shot, and we have an open stage. Starts around 6 p.m., and just come out and jam with us, or just come out and listen, and no cover. It's just, I think, all of our ways to say thank you for supporting local music and supporting our businesses.
I've been able to attend it in the past, and it is a fun, fun night. It's just a festive atmosphere, and it's really cool because you never know who's going to show up. But always some great musicians show up and some amazing jams happen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And the Shady Lady shot, I don't know if you have that patented or not, but that's a pretty doggone good shot.
We it is our own recipe, thanks to some of the staff at Peter B's who fine-tuned that thing for us. So it's recipe is under lock and key, and we just make it once a year.
And that's, again, the 19th.
No, that'd be the 22nd. Friday, December 22nd. So that would be probably your last day of work before the holidays. And stop on out, get yourself some food, some nice beverages, and enjoy the evening.
So that's Friday the 22nd of December. It's the 16th, the week before that, at the Noble Hobbs Band, and others will be playing another Christmas get-together, and that's going to be down at the Monroe Hotel.
Yeah, Lions in America do this every year. They put an event together. They've been doing it at the Monroe usually, and it's nice to see them back there for this year. It's going to feature Lions in America, of course. Guys from Tarach and Sky will be there. Washboard Tony and Son, recent past guest, and of course the Noble Hops Band, and I think they might have another act there, but I'm not sure yet. But all proceeds are going to benefit the Children's Hospital Foundation. It's just a $5 suggested donation at 6:30 to midnight. So hopefully you can stop on out and help these guys help out the Children's Hospital Foundation.
Very cool. And I know our friends with the Needs Hotel Band are always a part of a very special event that is also coming up that day as well. So you've got a couple of locations to pick, and this one's down on Butler Street in the Pittsburgh area, and they celebrate the Needs Hotel, their charter name.
Yeah, the 76th annual Needs Hotel Christmas Party.
How about it?
That'll be Saturday, December 16th. Also, it's the Teamster Temple, as you said, down there on Butler Street. That's going to be featuring the Needs Hotel Band with special guests Slim Forsyth and Dave and Megan.
Okay, so there's some different events that you can check out, and we encourage you to do that. Get out and support some of the local music scene for the holidays. I think you'll have a great time. Well, we're going to visit with Lee Prisby from Claymore, the band. They have a CD release that just happened back in September. It's actually an older CD they had done, but they have done a fifth anniversary release of it and remastered, redid it all, basically. So it's not just a carbon copy. It's totally redone. Yeah. And we'll feature some of the songs and visit with Lee and find out about the band Claymore. But first up, courtesy of our email site, which is grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. I want to thank Tim Palmer, one of the band members of the band Gone South, who are out of Pittsburgh, and they're a Southern rock-based band out of Pittsburgh. You can check them out at thebandgonesouth.com. All one word, thebandgonesouth.com. They got a cool song here called Two Wheel Jones. I like the sound of these guys. We're going to have to dig in and find out a little bit more about these because I had not heard of them before, but you're going to hear about them tonight, and I think you're going to like them.
All right, and we're going to follow that up with kind of a connection to Lee Prisby, and that is Trigger Happy, because they've recorded their songs with Lee at the helm there, being the engineer and sound production guy for their songs. And we'll do the Plumber Prevails from Trigger Happy. I want to thank Stephen for the shout-out on our local call-in show as well. He extended a job well done to us. So thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. He's a big supporter of the local music scene, and we appreciate his efforts, too. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
Spent a long week that now concentrate.
Fire flow.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Yes, we are live with an interview tonight after last week's live call-in show, which was a lot of fun, and beverages were consumed.
And we thank everybody again who called in. That was a lot of fun.
That's right. Now we're back to the coffee here this morning, and we're brought to you by the place where you can consume some beverages, and that's the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. Stop on in and enjoy a man can special. So, DJ wore the wrong shirt, by the way.
Yeah, we're just well aware of that. Thank you for bringing that up, Bob. Appreciate that greatly.
I want to welcome Lee Prisby to the show here tonight from the band Claymore. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Lee is, we've featured Claymore several times over the length of our show for many, many years, because you guys are now officially celebrating your fifth anniversary, is that right?
Yes, of our second album that we put out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And you have a new edition out. Is this kind of a remix, redo of this?
This is a completely re-recorded version. Because the first one was whenever I was just like, you know, learning how to do stuff. It did not age production quality-wise the greatest. It doesn't sound bad by any means, but definitely when you try to stack it up against things that we'd been doing currently, you could definitely tell it was something that we did first. So we wanted to come back to it, and because there was a bunch of songs that we would still play and stuff off of that album.
Yeah.
And that was where a lot of the people that have known us for a long time, that's where they found us originally.
Okay. All right.
So we just tried to pick some of those old songs that they liked and redo them, try to do them justice more. But yeah.
So you're the founding member of Claymore. How long has Claymore actually been in existence?
I guess technically like 10 years, because I started it in high school. You know, we didn't really like play out that much. Like I don't know. It was like a learning experience at that point. Like I wouldn't really think of it as like making progress during that time. So I guess really probably the last 6 or 7, like since we started putting stuff onto the internet. Because before that, yeah, I mean you couldn't hear us anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, sites like Bandcamp and stuff didn't really exist. YouTube was new back in like 2007. So
That's cool. Whatever inspired you to start to play music? I'm curious.
Well, my dad had always been in bands and stuff. I technically started to learn how to play guitar when I was like 5, I think. I got like one of those, you know, like half-size scale acoustic guitars. But I probably tried to learn it for like a couple months and then stopped because it's not fun. It's not fun to learn how to play. Like, it hurts, you know? Like, your fingers get all cut up and things. And at 5, you know, it's not like I knew songs that I wanted to learn how to play or whatever. So it was just like, all right, I'm going to learn these chords. I don't know what to do with them after that. So, I put it down for probably like 10 years and then came back to it in high school.
Curious, you said you're from the Cranberry Township area. What school did you go to?
Seneca.
Seneca Valley.
Yeah.
So you guys, obviously, you know, you had some passion for music, and you decided to put something together, and it would eventually evolve into what you're doing now with Claymore. Where did the name Claymore come from?
We just had a list of names that sounded cool.
Okay.
Or that we thought sounded cool. I don't know. I guess that's up to everyone else's interpretation of the word Claymore. But at the time, we listened to a bunch of like power metal and stuff. So Claymore is just like a giant sword. Well, depending on who you ask. If you ask somebody that was born before the Vietnam War, they say it's a mine. And if you ask somebody
that's
born
a Claymore
after
mine,
the Vietnam War, they're like, oh, like the sword. But so there's that generation gap on on what the name actually is.
Well, it's always cool to have a band name that's a conversation piece,
yeah,
right?
There you go.
You know, it's always open to interpretation as any song would be.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Obviously, I mean, you guys got a pretty heavy sound. I really like your sound. You know, I like you know, what you guys present, what you present too vocally.
I love the Judas Priest covers they put out.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm curious, some of your influences as a musician, what have you found to be a passion that has influenced you as a musician?
As far as like other music goes, I don't know. It started out in high school just as, I don't know, any other band that makes somebody pick up guitar, like AC/DC and mm-hmm. stuff like mm-hmm. that. And
sure.
Those were the jumping points. But I don't know when it was probably 9th or 10th grade or something. And I don't even know how I fell into it. But I started discovering all these power metal bands and stuff. So yeah, it shifted from like listening to Led Zeppelin and like learning that stuff to like Helloween and like German speed metal mm-hmm. bands yeah. and yeah. stuff like that. And
cool.
Yeah, the Keeper of the Seven Keys album was like one. I heard that in high school and I was like, what is happening?
Phenomenal,
like,
huh?
Yeah, it sounded like nothing I'd ever heard before, even after listening to like Judas Priest and mm-hmm. Iron Maiden and stuff like that. And I was like, this is just completely
yeah.
different than all that. And, you know, that was the diving point for the faster and more obscure parts
sure.
to it. But yeah.
Yeah. Rock Fabric Saturday night, that's what it is.
You'll hear that stuff there, yeah.
What happens when Judas Priest and Iron Maiden have a car crash with Saxon?
Yeah.
Becomes Helloween, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. And, you know, you don't find that. You find power bands in local scenes. I mean, there's some heavy groups around here, but I think you guys have something kind of unique as well, you're presenting and in the way you do present it. You know, it's pretty cool. It seems like a lot of bands have shifted into an acoustic thing or a lot of that we've been dealing with lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
Being a metal fan, you know, to seeing what you guys are putting out. So.
Yeah.
Now, how did it come together to, you've had Dan Sedano on guitar with you for a good, what, three plus years,
something,
I guess?
Yeah, something like that. I think since the end of 2013. He took a break in, like, 2016 to get some stuff together for himself. But then after that, he was like, yeah, I want to do this again, and
yeah.
came back. So he's been with us again for the last year or so, probably,
okay.
like, exactly a year at yeah. this point. But, yeah.
And you have George Kiplow playing bass
mm-hmm.
For you. How did you guys, how did this version of Claymore come forward and meet up?
Well, I met Dan like 4 years ago in Walmart, and because he just started yelling at me, and yeah, I was just walking. I don't know what I was looking at. I was with a group of other people, and just like from across the room, we just hear someone. They're like, "Hey, hey!" And we're like, "Oh, that guy's really mad. Let's not look at him." And we're just like, ignoring. We're like, "I don't know what's going on." And he just like comes over, like physically, like grabs me on the shoulder, and like talks to me. And we're like, "Are we about to like fight? Like, what is happening?" And he's like, "You play guitar?" And I was like, yeah. And so that's how that started, which is also why Dan's like, "Please don't make me do any PR stuff because you know that I'm bad at it." I'm like, "That's fine, man."
Well, that's one of the more unique connections that we've heard about.
Right?
So.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
I'm going to be walking around in Walmart looking around now, going
screaming at people with long hair.
Yeah.
Like, "You in a band?"
But obviously, he was looking for something and wanted to be a part of something.
Yeah, because he used to be in a like 80s thrash metal sounding mm-hmm. band, and that was like dissolving. So he was like looking for something else to do at the time. But yeah. And then George, our bass player, he was just our old bass player moved away. So we were like, "Well, got to replace him then." And we were like, "We don't know anyone that plays bass." And we were like, "George is our friend. He has long hair. I bet he'd learn how to play bass." And then he did. So that's how that one happened. That was like two and a half years ago or something like that. So he's been around for a while at this point, too.
Cool. Talking with Lee Prisby. He's the lead vocalist and guitarist with the band Claymore. Celebrating the 5th anniversary edition of their album, It's Alive. Let's play a couple of cuts. In fact, let's go right to the title track, It's Alive. Tell us a little bit about that.
That was whenever we started writing it. Before, everyone had always just compared us to Judas Priest. And we were like, that's getting old after like 5 years of everybody saying that we just sound like Judas Priest. And we were like, I don't know, let's branch out. We're like, let's make it sound more like Metallica or something. Like, I don't know. We're like, what other band would people like easily recognize and latch on to? But yeah, so that was probably when we started to do more of the thrash metal bit.
Okay.
But, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I've never seen us as a thrash metal band, but that's what everybody says. And then after listening back to this with it re-recorded, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see what they're talking about now.
We'll give it a listen and see if you think it sounds like Claymore. How about that?
There you go.
That'd be great.
It's alive here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on a Grassroots Show for the first weekend in December. And we are jamming with the band Claymore here tonight. Lee Prisby is a lead vocalist and guitarist with the band. And right ahead of hearing from the Rainbow Inn, you heard the song Matriarch following It's Alive. Lee, just a little background of Matriarch. We've actually played that song before.
I don't know. I could go on for way too long about it, so I won't. I always preface it that I'm like, it's about somebody's mom. It's not about my mom, though, because I don't know. I'd say that a lot because she used to come to
grinning?
A lot of shows. No, because she used to like come to a lot of shows, and then I'm just like, guys, this is not about my mom. And I'd be like, thanks for coming out. Yeah, I don't know, just somebody that I disliked a lot, and at the time, 5 years ago, I wrote it and said some not nice things about them, because I thought I was mad back then, and then 5 years later, we came back to redo it, and I was like, oh man, I didn't even know how much I could dislike this person, so I rewrote all of the words to it, and all of my friends that heard it, like, gave me direct feedback upon, like, you know, we put out the CD and they listened to it and came back to like say something about it, and they were like, yeah, Matriarch got really mean, or like someone was just like, that was disgusting. I was like, all right, cool, I did it then. Like,
it worked.
That was worth the time then.
That's metal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you self-produced this album.
Correct.
Do you have your own setup in your home, or did you go somewhere? How did that
No, it's all in-house, literally, in my house. I went to school for audio production, so I've been doing all of our stuff for the last 5 or 6 years that we've been recording it. But yeah, just, you know, upgrading stuff over the course of time, you know, different guitar recording techniques, different stuff like that. So that was added reason as to why to come back, because we were like, I think we finally get it. Like, I think we finally understand, like, how to do this stuff, like, on a way more professional level. So we're like, let's make our stuff sound like that. So that's why we did this, was just to make everything sound way better.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Did you go to school for that because you wanted to get into that, or was it just something that you wanted to include as far as being a musician?
I had wanted to do it, but then basically going to school for it made me realize that I don't really want to do it, which I feel like happens to a lot of people with in any field. Not that I dislike it, it's just, you know, now that anyone can do what I'm doing if they put enough time into it, you know what I mean? It's not like a secret or a multi-million-dollar investment anymore. You just gotta, you know the right people that know what kind of gear to tell you to buy, and you can be set to go with like under $1,000. But yeah, I don't know, with trying to pay off student loans and things like that, it was way more of a pain to try to seek people out that needed recording done. And you know, having like months of nothing happening, and it's like, you can't do that when you have monthly payments on things.
Sure.
So
yeah,
but yeah, so that's why I started to steer away from that. I still do it sometimes, or if the opportunity comes up, I'm not gonna, you know, not work with other bands and things like that, but it's not something that I'm actively pursuing right now.
Now, how long did you work on this particular edition, the It's Alive 5th Anniversary edition, and when, start to finish, how long did you play with it?
Longer than we had wanted to, because, you know, real life happens, you know, things get, we get caught up in other stuff, and we, you know, we put out different cover songs and things just monthly or every couple months. I do vocal covers on YouTube, and we do metal covers of video game songs and stuff on YouTube also, so with keeping that like consistent upload schedule, things got kind of behind. But we had the idea in January, and I think we got the drums done in January, and I think we got all the guitars done like a couple weeks later, like at the beginning of February. But yeah, so it was, the first half of it went really quickly. And then when you're like, you know, trying to finish it and like make everything perfect and stuff, like that was the slow part. The last like 15% was probably, you know, this turned out to really be the last like 55% of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was, and we put it out in September. So yeah, it was probably about eight-ish months on and off of working on it. Yeah.
Where can people pick it up? How can they find Claymore?
We've got claymore.bandcamp.com, and Claymore spelled with a K. So we also on YouTube. You can just search Claymore or just youtube.com/Claymore because branding is important.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, those are the main places. YouTube, we got all the most of our original music videos for a bunch of songs. Vocal covers, full band covers, and stuff like that. And then Bandcamp has just all the original music. I think with this one, we now have like 5 CDs worth of stuff on there. And obviously Facebook.
Yeah,
everybody's on there. But yeah.
It's amazing. You talk about using YouTube and how that has kind of resurged. You know, you see so many different social platforms that, you know, maybe years ago would have come out and faded away. YouTube kind of re-energized itself, and especially among the millennials, it's, you know, it's very, very popular. Obviously, you're finding that if you're doing something pretty regularly.
Yeah. That's one of the platforms that we focus on, just because it's, you know, if you get something popular enough on YouTube, you know, it starts to show up as a recommended video on other stuff. Like I've been trying to show like some other metal song to one of my friends. You know, they're on their phone, they've never like, you know, looked up Claymore stuff before on there, and I'm like, oh yeah, check out this Sonata Arctica song, and they look and like there's my face on the like related videos on the side, because we've just done stuff like that, and YouTube starts to push us to other people. So yeah, that's kind of why we try to focus on that kind of stuff. That's easier to get out there. Oh yeah, Spotify too. This was the first CD that we got on Spotify.
Oh cool.
So, okay. Yeah, we are now on there. Forgot that one.
All right. Making strides.
Yeah.
Writing the songs, and I know these are songs that you had in your repertoire previously. You obviously said you rewrote Matriarch. You've redone all of these songs. Was it primarily your sole possession as far as the creation, or did the other guys have a hand in offering to enhance the songs?
This round enhancing, yeah, I guess. But yeah, at the time, whenever the original version came out, I'm the only one that was there for it. Mm-hmm. So I had written all of these like 5-ish years ago. But yeah, one of the added reasons why we wanted to redo it was to have Dan played new guitar solos over where the other guy was, because, you know, he's not there anymore, and Dan is. So we wanted to have him, you know, doing more stuff. So things like that, you know, there's little different bass fills and things like that that got thrown in. Or I think all of the songs at some point have, like, some of the words changed and things like that. Just that, you know, after 5 years of hearing it, I'm like, that doesn't flow that well. And, you know, try to redo something like that. But, yeah.
And obviously, an evolution as a musician, an evolution as a band plays a critical part in that.
Yeah.
So do you guys play out much? Are people able to come out and see you play?
Yeah. Last month, we played in Washington, PA. And then the next day, we played in West Virginia. We played by Wheeling. There was a charity event that we did. It's a bar called Goodfellas. We played there a couple times now, but we really enjoy it. So we were glad that they had us back for that. But yeah, we play around Pittsburgh. We play around the tri-state-ish area. We've been to Canada a couple times.
But, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. People can find you on Facebook. Can they follow events that way?
Yeah, we always make sure that we have the events we're playing at also like co-hosted by the Claymore page, so when you go on there, it's one of the first thing that shows up. It says like upcoming events or whatever, and if there is something, there will be a little list of calendar dates that people can see.
You had a guest musician help you out on this. Did he do all 4 songs?
There's no drums on the last track. It's just acoustic. Well, it's acoustic and bass and vocals, actually. Okay. So yeah, just no drums. Yeah, he is on everything else. We did a music video for Matriarch. He's playing drums in that also. He also played drums for us at the CD release show and a couple shows before that. We played at a Millvale Music Festival in Pittsburgh with him. That was when we, like, that was the first live show that we had with him, yeah.
Okay. Where did you have the CD release party?
Howlers.
Okay.
In Bloomfield.
Yeah. All right. Claymore. And again, you can pick up the new disc, It's Alive. It's the 5th anniversary edition, remastered and sort of rebranded, if you will.
Redone
altogether. And you can pick it up now. It's been out since September. Would make a great Christmas gift for a metalhead in your family. So encourage you to check that out and check out some of the stuff on YouTube.
So is this what Jeffrey's getting for Christmas? Is that what you're saying?
Amen. Here you go, son. But do love the work you do, Lee. It's been great to meet you. I've kind of seen you as a YouTube star, so yeah. It's nice to see you in person.
Yeah, it's finally happened.
Yeah.
And hear about you guys for a while. I'm glad I'm finally able to make it up here.
Yeah. And we're going to play the next two songs on the album. First, tell us about, is it Temple of Dagon?
Temple of Dagon, yeah. Dagon. I think so, it's pronounced. I've not heard too many people say it out loud, so that's how I like to say it. But yeah, that's about the story of Samson from the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, got his eyes poked out and his hair cut off, and I don't know, it's pretty metal. And then he came back to rip a temple down on a bunch of other people. So I was like, that's pretty metal.
I like it.
Yeah, so that's what that one's about.
And then
that's the Christmas one.
That's the Christmas. Wow. There's, wow. Like the there's your Christmas song.
You might have to that's check right. that out.
And then you follow that up, as you mentioned, the acoustic song Swallowing Razors. Tell us about that.
That one's just about, you know, I guess it was technically about helping somebody out that had PTSD. Okay. And just like, you know, how everyone else around that has to adapt and help them and stuff, you know. But, painful experience, swallowing razors.
Yeah.
But, so that's what that one's about.
That's what the inspiration was.
Yep.
Great stuff. Lee, great to meet you again, and best of luck in the future, and keep us in the flow with the new material, too.
Definitely,
when you get
yeah.
it. So, it's Lee Prisby from Claymore. Man. And again, I encourage you to pick up It's Alive, the 5th anniversary edition. Here's back-to-back Temple of Dagon and Swallowing Razors tonight on The Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah.
When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Get in touch with your Christmas spirit. Coming up on December the 16th, it's the Christmas Benefit Show for Children's Hospital Foundation that will be happening at the Monroe Hotel. It's a Saturday night, December 16th, featuring Lions in America, the Noble Hops Band, and tonight's guests, Washboard Tony and Son. 6 p.m. start time at the Monroe Hotel. Mark your calendar. Again, that's Saturday, December 16th. And the following Friday, it's the annual Shady Lady Christmas Party and Jam, held annually at Peter B's in Sarver, Friday, December 22nd. Now that's how you spend your holidays. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff, all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thanks again to our sponsors, including our friends at Bros' Superette. You might have already done the turkey, but next up is the Christmas ham, and they do some mighty good smoked Christmas hams. So stop on up, and as a matter of fact, we just had some good hot sticks over the weekend from there, so stop up and see them. South Main Street Hill, top of the hill, right on the price. Bros' Superette. And want to thank as well P&W Construction presenting our final segment of the show. Appreciate their support of local music and involvement as well in their own right.
Been with us for a long time now.
Yes, they have. Good to hear from Claymore. Yeah, that's a little music right up my alley. I was feeling right at home here tonight. Thanks to Lee Prisby visiting with us and sharing some of the music from Claymore. I hope you'll get out and support them. And hey, pick up their It's Alive 5th Anniversary Edition and have it for your own right. Or hey, you know, we talked about Christmas specials and Christmas things that are going on. You know, talked about you having, you know, Christmas calendars and hand them out with the band jam dates on. Why not pick up some local CDs and support the local bands at the same time? But I think giving those as Christmas presents, Utah, I know you do that avidly, and it makes a great gift.
Yes, and I still have to decide on whose CD is going to be this year that all of my family and friends will be receiving. I think I have it narrowed down. Maybe I'll wait till next week to announce who my Christmas gift was.
Drum roll, please.
But I love the point, though. It makes a great gift. Get the local music.
Yep. Well, we're going to gift you with a couple more songs, too, before we go. And one of them is one of the newer tunes we received from the guys from Zone 8, Chad and the Boys and the Climo Brothers. We've got Shackled Generations coming your way from Zone 8. This is a brand new song they just released a couple weeks ago.
All right. And we will take the show out following Zone 8 with Divine Tragedy and Raiders of the Sea.
left with but a name. Lawless villains with cutlass and musket in hand. Murderous cutthroats under the devil's throne. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. At Honda North, we're feeling Kris Kringle-y, Silver Bell jingly, and hopped up on ho-ho hot chocolate. We love this time of year, so come on in and see us for a car or just a little Honda North holiday cheer.
Ho, ho, ho.
After all, it's Happy Honda Days. WLER, Butler Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.